A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I was sad and then I loved you and it took my breath. And now I think you love me and it scares me to death. Cause now I lie awake and wonder, I worry, I think about losing you.
Now you're back on your game limits. I think the music helps.
I love this song. You've really made me love this song.
Wait, who sings this song?
Chris Smither.
Chris Smither.
Yeah, I saw him in concert. Amazing guitar player. And I'm glad that you're back, Limits. I think the pizza helps as well.
Think the pizza put me down on Sunday and it brings me back up today.
Yeah. We're one big happy family.
Yay!
Paul. Paul should be an official member of our family. I would say any day now, although it might not be, Paul. I don't know. I don't know. Is there going to be an official? They've named City Limits that we had a big event practically for him. Have you asked? Am I officially on the show? Why isn't it the Joe and Paul show or the Paul and Joe show? Any inquiries?
I'm told it's just a matter of time before we have the announcement, and so I'm patient. I think part of it is, the last month, four or five weeks, we've seen a lot of people down the hallway not here.
including me.
On vacation and whatnot, so I'm...
Yeah, that probably. Yeah, I think it'll coincide
with
football.
I would assume before football gets really started, we'll do something for sure.
All right, I've got some treats for you. About three or four little treats here. If only I could remember what they are. One of them is Livy Dunn, and who was the other one I had quoted here? Diana Russini. That's where I wanted to start.
Okay.
We have training camp next week. There's not going to be a competition here. It's going to be Russell Wilson as their starter. Would you agree with that, Paul, that this is like Trubisky a few years ago? They can perpetrate a hoax here, but it's Russell Wilson unless and maybe even if he completely implodes in the preseason.
And what's the likelihood of that?
Because, pretty much zero.
Because especially when you think about it like this, there's only three preseason games right now, isn't there?
Yeah.
They're down to three preseason games, which means the first game, he'll play what? One or two series, maybe? Then the second game will be the game where he plays like into the second quarter, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
And the third game, he doesn't play at all.
And I think we all learned, I hope, after decades of we should have learned, maybe we finally all did last year, that the preseason means absolutely nothing when Kenny Pickett looked like Joe Montana for those games. But we really should never forget that nobody's game planning, nobody cares. You're doing this against people who won't be in the NFL for a large part of the time. So forget that. But that still points to the question of what do you do with Justin Fields? I'm on the record as saying the Steelers would be derelict of duty if they don't get what I think is one of the most electrifying performers in the league, the ball, a handful of times a game. I think you're crazy if you don't do that. Here's Diana Russini, who's really good at what she does, saying what she's hearing from Steelers sources.
Let's just make it clear. Russell Wilson is the starter. It is going to be a competitive training camp, right? Justin Fields is there for a reason, but they want Russell Wilson, the veteran, the guy who knows how to do it, to be the starter coming out week one. And that is essentially what's going to happen. Yeah, there's so many layers to this right now. So let's just start with just the idea that Arthur Smith, the now offensive coordinator, the former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, former offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans, who coached Marcus Mariota and Ryan Tannehill. And you saw what kind of offense that they had there, right? It was run game first, right? That the run game was the most important aspect. He's not afraid to run his quarterback either, which fits perfectly for Russell Wilson and a Justin Fields, right? So we'll start with the idea of having Justin Fields, having some packages for him in this offense. 100% that is the plan. They've already worked on it. It's in the playbook. So you're going to see that in an Arthur Smith offense. And defensive coordinators around the league are all prepared for that. That is not news to them at all. As for Russell Wilson,
that's good stuff right there. And that just makes sense. I mean, in the red zone, to have Fields as a weapon and just generally anywhere on this is a guy who can take it 70 yards. Yeah. That's how electrifying he is. I love that it's already in the playbook and they've already worked on it, Paul. And this needs to happen, I think. You?
Yeah, you mean, yeah, of course.
Fields being involved in the offense.
We talked about that.
Your concern was that he's also the backup quarterback.
Exactly. So you got to be careful. I just don't think it's realistic. I just don't think it's realistic, honestly, to try and put it together whole packages for him every week.
How careful can you be, though? How careful can you be? If you're giving him the ball five times a game in certain packages, then you're risking him.
You are, but it's one thing if you're going to use him to throw a pass. Because ultimately, those kind of passes, what he's going to be throwing, where he's going to go out, maybe he's going to go out into the flat and throw a ball. You know what I mean? That's different than if you're going to give him packages where he's going to run the ball five or six times.
Got to run it. You got to give him the ball. Put it in his hands. Give him run pass options. I don't know. Can he catch? I wouldn't even mind him doing that. He could be Antoine Randall-El, a little bit of that. A little bit of Cordell Stewart.
But again, those guys weren't the backup quarterback.
I know, but to me, that's living in your fears. And I understand not wanting him to be like, lining up at running back for 20 plays a game.
I mean, I'm
but,
not...
But you're compromising your ability to win by not using that guy, I think. And I understand the risk involved.
And I think that there will be some little packages here and there. But I just think that one of the things that I, at least in my experience, and I've been around football, you've been around football, so I'm not saying anything that I'm like some sort of an expert and you're not. But my point is, as much as I've been around football over the course of time, those kind of packages have a shelf life of certain. They have a shelf life where teams start to see them on film. There's only so many of those kind of plays you can run. They become less effective, I mean, Cordell Stewart was a straight receiver, basically, by the time the end of the season came,
Yeah.
It was like he was running routes and doing all that stuff. And my thing is, I just don't know that you're going to do that with Fields because he's your backup.
I know. But Randall-El, those little packages were still effective. I'm even talking, the Steelers just scored a touchdown to pull within two late in a game. You bring out Fields for the two-point conversion as a weapon, because even if he's not getting the ball, you have to account for him because he's so dangerous.
Right, absolutely.
So I want to see him be part of the offense. That's all I'm saying. And I think if you don't do that, then you're giving yourself less of a chance to win a football game that you would ordinarily have. So I'm glad to hear that it's already been worked in. Now we'll see if they actually use it or if they do get concerned about, hey, if this guy gets hurt, you know, we're screwed. All right. The next item I wanted to get to. Are you guys up for a little quiz, Paul?
Yes.
Limitless Wonder, how about you?
Yes, I am.
I'm glad to hear that on both fronts. In the last couple days here, we've seen media days for college football. I was watching Paul Feinbaum. Do you like him, Paul? He's a fellow, Paul.
He's, for what he is.
I think he's entertaining.
He's entertaining, but I think he's a bit of a moron, but yes.
Well, morons can be entertaining.
To your point, I do appreciate that he is like this good old boy, SEC guy, makes no apologies for it, and, you know, just says all kinds of crazy things. But go ahead.
All right. Here's the deal. And trust me, before I looked this up, I was completely flummoxed, or would have been, by this question. I was watching SEC media stuff with Feinbaum and Nick Saban, who now works for ESPN, and things like that. And they started doing the conference rundowns, and I'm like, oh my God, you're right. That team does play in the SEC now. So I'm going to ask you in City Limits, all computers off. I'm going to ask you about some conferences here. You go back and forth, and we're going to try to name every team in the conference.
Oh, okay. You ready? I feel pretty confident about this.
And if we name a wrong team, then the game is over for that conference, and I have to read them all. Or if you guys go longer than, let's say, 3 or 4 seconds, I say, that's it, we're done.
So you're giving us conference or team and saying which conference
I'm going to say ACC. Okay. You start, then Paul, then you, then Paul, if you can name the whole conference without making a mistake and include every team.
Okay.
Paul, are you up for this?
Are you going to tell us how many teams we need to name, or just keep naming them?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. We've established that I can count.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yeah.
On live.
Very
radio.
Nice.
I'll give you the number of teams, although I'm a little bit reluctant to do that. But I will do that. Are you ready?
Well, it's just so that way we can kind of try and figure out who we, you know.
But isn't that part of the point here?
And again,
if either one of you had me on your team 2 days ago, it would have really been hopeless.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there were 17 teams now in the ACC. Okay?
Is this the
right,
ACC?
Right, there were 14.
What are we doing first?
We're going to start with the ACC.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
You name a team, he names a team until we go wrong here, and we'll see how early we go wrong, or if you can give me all 17. I'm willing to give you credit for that. Who would like to start?
I will.
All right, guys.
Paul, give me a team.
Stanford.
Very good.
All right, Pitt.
Very good. Cal. Hold on. Oh. I need to put X's. Oh, crap. Now this thing. Who did you say? Stanford, Cal, and Pitt. Okay. Stanford, I'm going to put an X next to them. Then somebody named Cal?
Yep.
Okay, I'll put an Paul X named next Cal. To Cal. Then somebody named Pitt, which was an obvious one, I might add. But yep. Sure, you want that one early in the game. All right, who's next?
I'm up next. Syracuse.
Okay, very good. Paul?
SMU.
SMU, very good.
Paul knocked out all the new teams. Duke.
Very good.
North Carolina.
Very good.
North Carolina State.
Very good.
Wake Forest.
Very good.
Miami.
Excellent.
Paul? Uh-huh, Paul.
Come on.
He's doing Florida, Florida State.
I got to even
Florida
name
State.
It.
Excellent.
Florida State, go ahead.
Yes. All right, you guys have named the ACC.
Boston College.
You've done the job here. Yeah, you've done the job. You've named the new teams.
I think the Big 12 is the
you
one
knew
that's
better
the
than
Big 12
me.
Is the tough
the most,
one.
That's the toughest
that's
one.
Next on the list. And I'm not even going to tell you how many teams. That's not fair.
It's not 12.
It's not 12. And you know what? I'm trying to think of it.
It's only 14. No, it's 16. My bad. Start naming them. Paul, you go first.
West Virginia.
Very good.
TCU.
Excellent limits, and I'm very proud of you. Paul?
Oh, man, it's Kansas. They're still there, right?
Kansas is still there. Very good.
Oklahoma State.
Very good. Paul?
Texas Tech?
Very good.
Yes. Yes.
Kansas State.
Very good limits. What a fine young man you've become.
Okay, I'm gonna go on a limb with this one because I think they are a team that is moving from one place to another. Is Colorado now in the Big 12?
Yes, they are.
They are.
That's a big answer by Paul.
And BYU is also now in the Big 12.
Because
really?
You're looking at your computer.
No, I am not. I have not touched my computer.
Okay.
I'm looking at you the whole entire time.
BYU is right. Very good. Oh man. There's some toughies here, but there's also some oldies but goodies.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who are... Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Baylor.
Very good.
Baylor is correct.
Yeah.
Baylor's still good. There, right?
Yes. Limits?
I'm trying to think here.
Five.
If Arizona State did, in fact, move to the Big 12. I think
three.
They did. Yeah, I'm going to go Arizona State.
Nice pick.
Yeah.
That did move from the Pac-12. I would have forgotten.
There were a couple teams that moved that are like hard to remember.
The ESPN standings, conference standings, list the Pac-12 with two teams.
Yes.
Are they just going to play each other six times?
No.
It's Oregon State and Washington State.
Yes.
No, what happened is they will play some sort of collaboration with the Mountain West maybe.
Yeah.
But basically they get all of the money from the Bulls tie-ins and the money from the Pac-12 media rights for this year. Those two
good
teams
for them,
split.
I yeah. say. Yeah. Well, you guys are doing great here. Better than
okay.
I expected. Keep
so
going
named,
with the Big 12.
He named
we still
Arizona State, so yeah. I think Arizona's coming with them, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Arizona.
That's a biggie right there.
That
you
is
guys
a biggie.
Are good.
That's
you guys
a good
are
one.
Better than I thought. Keep going.
Oh, this is where I start to flounder.
Yes, it is.
Because Oklahoma's gone.
Yep.
Because
stop stalling and name
else,
a team.
Somebody else is gone.
Yeah.
I know.
Still in the Big 12, named Kansas.
I think I know two.
Go.
Me?
Yes.
Utah and Central Florida.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Central Florida, Utah. I should have known that. Well, they were in the Pac-12 and just moved.
This man is in fuego.
Very good poll there, Paul.
We're down to one, two, three teams.
Wow.
I'm going to give you two because we might lose track and they're old. They've already been there. Iowa State.
I forgot about Iowa State.
Yeah. I was wondering, that team that Pitt beat a couple years ago in basketball.
Yeah, give me the last two teams in the Big 12. One of the two, and I'll give you credit. One of the last two teams in the Big 12.
I think we got all the Texas schools, didn't we?
Yeah.
Texas
no,
Tech,
you didn't.
Baylor,
there's
TCU.
One. Well, yeah, name the teams with the name Texas in them, but there's one more in the state of Texas.
Baylor, TCU, Houston.
Yes,
yeah, Houston.
Are they, yes. I knew I was.
Yeah, they're new from the American.
I knew they were moving somewhere. I didn't know where they were moving. Okay, well, that's good.
You're actually, down to one. You're down to one. I'll give you 4 seconds.
Is it a Florida?
I'll give you a clue. Man, that would be too much of a clue. Wannies, Waterloo. Bar?
Waterloo. Wannies,
three, two.
Cincinnati.
Yes!
Yes! Yes, Cincinnati.
Give him a hand.
Great job, Paul.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic, Paul.
Really good, Paul.
I can't believe that Cincinnati is in the Big 12.
That was really good. Okay. Name the four new teams in the Big Ten. Give me the four new teams.
I can name them all, Joe.
Name them.
Washington, UCLA, USC, and Oregon.
Holy horse milk.
He's right. He's right.
He did name that. Very good, Limits.
I know my Big Ten and SEC pretty well.
I'm very, very proud of you for that. And all right, we'll get to the SEC next. Who remains in SEC and who doesn't? Okay, you guys did great.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.